combustion engine. But you would never know because they never let there be a discussion. There's no discussion. I don't know about you, but I was shocked to learn during this the Republican election of a speaker that there has not been a debate about a law in the U.S. House of Representatives for 10 years. Under Pelosi's rules, what they did is they drew up these 1,000-page bills at night, like they did the omnibus bill right before the transition, and then put it on the table. Nobody had 4 minutes. So maybe they had 4 minutes to read a 2,000 or 3,000-page bill. That's not democracy. That's fascism. And Nancy Pelosi has that mentality. And she's not alone. That's the mentality of the Biden White House.
David Horowitz, the book is The Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be Our Last. It is startling stuff with revelations throughout. David, thank you so much. I appreciate you spending some time with us. And good luck with the book. It looks like it's going to be, it looks like it's off to a great start.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And Las Vegas is booming. I have family there.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So this was kind of a home game for you today.
That's right. I'm David, a Raiders fan.
Thank you, man. Yes, I appreciate it. David Horowitz, good guy, and the battle, the final battle. The next election could be our last. Check it out. Available through better book sources everywhere. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back by popular demand, the Showroom at South Point presents the ultimate entertainer, Frankie Shinta.
Hey, everybody, let's hear some.
You get the whole nine yards, song, dance, mixed in with a touch of comedy. January 13th and 14th. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone, 702-797-8055. Frankie Shinta at the South Point.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, how you doing? Top dollar for your trade? All the discounts? That's what we're doing at 5050 West Sahara, Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. For example, 2022 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, $12,000 off MSRP. 2022 Ram Warlock 4x4, keeping it classy, keeping it sexy, $11,325 off MSRP. For that truck, your net price is $35,830. Forget the competitors, come see me. Mr. Pink, baby!
2022 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, stock number NN36482. 2022 Ram Warlock.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, we got a show for you today. Simon Hankinson, research fellow, a senior research fellow at the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation will tell us what's going on along our southern border. And the trip by the president to the southern border, did it really have any impact at all? Also, this is going to be good because we now have Alejandro Mayorkas has had articles of impeachment filed against him by Pat Fallon, a congressman from Texas, a border state. So this you won't believe. And Kash Patel will join us. What does he think of a new special prosecutor for more, not just one batch, but two batches that we know of classified documents being found in the possession of then Vice President Joe Biden? And by the way, as a vice president, Joe Biden cannot declassify unilaterally. That is something that only a president can do. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And it's 1:32 as we check out our conditions currently right now. Crews are cleaning up an earlier incident there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Caution through there. A little bit of congestion in the other direction, too. 215 eastbound at Decatur as you approach that area. Slow flows through the resort area of Interstate 15 south. That's mainly through that construction zone between Flamingo and Tropicana. That project is going to be continuing until the beginning of March. And watch for a few crashes. Southbound Decatur at Evergreen, eastbound Charleston at Spencer, and Vegas Drive at Tonopah.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash powered by the Score app. The Golden Knights are home tonight against the Panthers. Vegas still on top of the Pacific Division, but now tied with the Kings after Los Angeles has won three in a row. Both teams with 56 points. The Knights are 27-13-2. The Kings 25-14-6. L.A. edged San Jose 4-3 last night. Phoenix Copley made 27 saves. Vegas hasn't played since Saturday when they lost to the Kings 5-1. Meanwhile, the Panthers are a 500 club at 19-19-4. College hoops last night. Boise State beat UNLV 84-66. The running Rebels dropped to 12-4 with a loss. They got outscored 53-33 in the second. They're just 1-3 in the Mountain West. 14-4, Nevada's home tomorrow night against Utah State. The Wolfpack are 4-1 in the Mountain West. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A local luminary is having to answer some pretty tough questions. We're talking about Dana White, the head of the UFC, and gentleman Jim Dallas. You've been following this story, and in fact, even have some audio related to Dana White. Can you explain kind of the backstory of what went down?
Yeah, the UFC president, Dana White, he basically got into an altercation on New Year's Eve with his wife. And there are videos and audio clips out there on TMZ, which have been circulating around. And there are some people that, believe it or not, are actually defending him, you know, trying to justify the physical altercation with his wife. And basically, in this clip that you're going to hear, he's basically saying, there's no defense. You know, I screwed up. There's no defense for what I did. And just listen for yourself, Dana White. On that altercation.
Athletes that, you know, the focus is on them. These guys have trained hard and got ready for this fight. What happened on New Year's Eve is mine, my mistake, not theirs. And obviously, nobody's more about free speech than me. If somebody, if one of the fighters wants to come out and voice their opinion on it and whatever it might be, then by all means, I'm sure you guys have seen the TMZ video and seen my interview. It was obviously a horrible personal experience. And, there's no excuses for it. Something that I'm going to have to deal with. And, live with for the rest of my life. And one thing that I do want to clarify in this thing that I didn't talk about on TMZ because I didn't expect it and I didn't see it coming is the people that are defending me. You know, there's never an excuse. I'm sure you guys have read some of the same stuff that I've seen. There's no defense for this, and people should not be defending me over this thing, no matter what. All the criticism that I have received this week is 100% warranted and will receive in the future. So, and you know me better than anybody, if, you know, especially the people that I don't like start coming after me, nobody fires back more than I do. Anybody has to say, everybody has an opinion on this, and they're right to have their own opinions. I was very opinionated on this too, and I still am. You know, it's crazy that I'm sitting here even having this conversation with you guys, but yeah. So
there it is. So he's showing a lot of contrition, and he's basically saying, "Hey, there's no excuse."
Did I hear an apology anywhere there though? I'm really sorry to my wife for slapping her. I didn't hear that. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that in that particular clip. No, I didn't. He had to say something, and he basically said, you know, what I did was wrong, and I'm admitting that now in public, so now let's move on. I mean, that's the kind of the impression that I'm getting from what we just heard.
Now the question is, will there be calls for him to step down as president of the UFC? I don't know. It's never right to exert physical violence on anybody except in self-defense.
Correct.
But the question is, does this truly define Dana White? You know, is there a history here that we need to know, kind of a backstory that we need to know? There's all kinds of stuff like that. But we'll continue to follow this story, and fascinating.
But we have seen face slapping on national television before. You know, it of course, was the Will Smith thing.
Yep.
We have seen face slapping before on national television, but not like this. Not like this. They've been married for 27 years, by the way.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. And in the days to come, will there be more people rushing to the defense of Dana White? He says, don't do it. Don't do it. Because I was wrong.
He said it's totally out of character. It was an isolated incident. They've been married for 27 years. They do have 3 kids. And you can't help but just empathize with them, and hopefully they work through it.
More to come as we continue. Don't forget, Kash Patel will join us. He is a Trump confidant. He'll join us just after 1:30, and we'll get his reaction to the appointment of a special counsel, Robert Hur of Maryland, who will be the special counsel, and will look into the Biden classified documents. Everybody's taking classified documents. It's amazing. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Mark Thomas. Question, are you a business owner? Do you like free government money? If so, listen up. The federal government has promised over $135 billion in tax refunds for small and medium-sized businesses that kept employees on payroll through COVID. Business owners are eligible for the Employee Retention Credit, even if they received PPP funds. RefundsPro.com specializes in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program to make it quick and easy. RefundsPro does all the heavy lifting, and most refunds are over $100,000. Couldn't you use that money right about now? There's no downside to apply and absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. RefundsPro.com has helped hundreds of businesses qualify. And the best part? You don't have to pay a penny back to the government. This is as close as it gets to free government money. There is a deadline, so visit RefundsPro.com and get started before it's too late. Visit RefundsPro.com. That's RefundsPro.com.
Nobody has you covered like Dollar Loan Center, with signature loans up to $5,000 in minutes. We have over 50 locations, and to celebrate 25 years, this year we're going all out. We're offering new customers the chance to experience the DLC like never before, for free. You heard it right, no fees at all, and free interest for a week. Borrow up to $5,000 and keep it for a week. Then all you owe us back is the principal. Stop by one of our over 50 gorgeous locations in Nevada and Utah, and our awesome Dollar Loan Center staff will tell you all about it. Apply at don'tbebroke.com. Give us a call or find a Dollar Loan Center near you. And remember, at DLC, your first loan is free in 2023.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've talked a lot about a researcher and cardiologist by the name of Dr. Peter McCullough. Remember how we talked about it earlier in the week? In fact, he was on with Tucker Carlson at length talking about the vaccine, young athletes. DeMar's amazing recovery from his bout. I found it fascinating. Last night he was on with Laura Ingraham on Fox News Channel, and I want you to hear just a quick snippet from this. This is cut number one, Dr. Peter McCullough.
Maybe we're, overreacting to what seems to be an inordinate number of young people dying and collapsing. But your reaction to what you've seen thus far?
Laura, we examined this in a recent letter to the editor, Dr. Polycritis from Italy, and myself. Before COVID-19 vaccination in the European leagues, under age 35 active players, 29 cardiac arrests per year. Since the vaccines have been released, that number now annualized from a universe of publicly reported deaths we reviewed is now 283, nearly a tenfold increase. And we've also demonstrated a rising mortality in those under age 15. So this is a disturbing trend. What we know is it's a straight line. Most of these leagues and teams mandated the vaccine. The FDA indicates the vaccine can cause myocarditis and blood clots. And the autopsy studies show that myocarditis and blood clots in some cases can be fatal. And now we're witnessing an explosion of death of young people.
Well, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Fauci was pressed on the myocarditis cases from the vaccines last week. Here was his response.
some of the mRNA vaccines can cause a self-limiting, almost invariably benign, inflammatory response in the heart, which generally resolves in a very short period of time. It is very, very rare. Overwhelmingly, COVID itself causes that in a dramatically higher rate.
Is he correct?
No, he's not. In a paper by Daniels and colleagues in JAMA, before the vaccines, the NCAA Big Ten looked for myocarditis. They screened thousands of athletes. They found a handful of cases, none of which were clinically significant. Tuvalli and colleagues from Israel has reported before the vaccines that with COVID, there wasn't a higher rate than the background rate of myocarditis, which happens with parvovirus and giant cell. Now we're seeing an explosion of myocarditis, which the FDA agrees happens in young people, 90% men, mainly people in the younger age groups, due to the COVID-19 vaccine. Fatal cases reported by Verma, Choi, Gill, and Patone. So Fauci is wrong on this. This myocarditis is serious. The vast majority are hospitalized, and it can be fatal.
That's Dr. Peter McCullough. I'll let you hear more from him because he nailed it on the Damar Hamlin case. I mean, he was out there on night number two, I think it was, saying it looks like he'll survive this. And you know what? It looks like he's going to survive it. And he might, don't know, might return to the National Football League. Could he get insured? I don't know. That might be difficult to do. Anyway, stay with us. We got a lot more to do as we continue. In fact, I'm going to let you hear from Newt Gingrich coming up in our next segment, because he is of a mind that the Biden crime family needs to be fully investigated. We'll get to that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No.
When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football.